This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, the latest in reggae from a most unlikely source to white guys known as the Culver City Dub Collective.
First, can you hear me now? How about a new cell phone that doesn't cost $500 and lets you change phone companies when you want and pick features and software? A government agency voted today to make changes for the device that makes modern life possible or sometimes impossible. NPR's digital culture correspondent Laura Seidel joins us. Laura, changes at the Federal Communications Commission. What did they do?
Well, basically, they said you can bring your phone with you from provider to provider. With these new rules, you'll be able to sign up with Verizon and then decide you don't like Verizon and still take your cell phone with you to the other provider. As you probably know right now, it's not possible to do that. They always make you buy a new phone. They also said you can download software, any kind of software, so games, ringtones, music. Right now, you tend to be limited to whatever your provider says is okay. So they changed that, and in the future, we'll get a chance to have a little more flexibility with our cell phones.
So it sounds as though the world for the cell phone company is going to get more competitive, and that should be good for the cell phone user. Yes, maybe my cell phone service anyway is going to be cheaper and I'll have more alternatives.
Well, hopefully. There's one thing that the commission didn't do that they had been considering doing, which was to actually make rules that say that they had to wholesale out portions of their spectrum to other providers. So it's still going to be the big four who are doing this. They didn't make a rule in this auction that you have to auction off wholesale bits of your spectrum when you buy the spectrum. So it will be more competitive, though, for devices. There'll be a lot more devices to choose from. That's the hope.
Well, this last was the key provision that Google, I'd read about this in the last week, Google had said to the FCC, make some rule changes and maybe we'll get into the cell phone game and start offering some kind of cell phone service ourselves.
Yeah, and now it looks like Google may not enter in. They wanted that open access provision, so they wanted all of it. They wanted it to be possible for people to actually get wholesale price wireless spectrum from whoever buys it, and they didn't get that requirement. So there's a good chance that Google will not enter into this now, but they haven't said, so we'll see. They were willing to offer up to $4.6 billion before.
So if there are going to be changes because of the rules the FCC has voted on today, about when would I start to see these things happen, do you think?
Well, you probably wouldn't start to see them until about 2009, and that's because the spectrum that is available won't become available to them. This is spectrum that used to be television spectrum, but now that everybody is moving over to digital, this spectrum has become available, and that's what they're auctioning off, and the auction won't happen until 2009.
Spectrum, these are the waves in the air that we can't see. These belong to all of us, and some of this wavelength has been used by television stations. They're going digital, so now more spectrum is available.
Basically, yes, and the government owns that spectrum. So the government can decide they want to auction it off, and in this case, that's what they're doing. And again, what's happened now is that the FCC has made rules so that whoever actually wants to buy it has to follow the rules. Now, there is a possibility, I should say, that none of this will come to be, because the FCC also set a reserve. So if the people who are bidding, if all of the companies decide we're not going to meet the reserve amount, it means they'll take away the rules completely because they want to make money. And if the companies decide it's not worth it, then they won't bid at all, and we won't get our interoperable devices after all.
There is a lot of money at stake here. The industry had been fiercely against these changes. It's very soon after this decision to be asking you, but who won today, the industry or the competitive people?
I think they split the baby. I think that people are very happy that you'll be able to take your cell phone with you wherever you go and you'll be able to download all kinds of software. But the industry isn't happy about that. But they are happy that they weren't forced to sell out parts of their spectrum at wholesale rates.
And they're still the players.
And they are still the players.
NPR digital culture correspondent Laura Seidel from Washington. Laura, thank you for that report.
You're welcome.